Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. I greet you in the name of gold medals in the water won by world record breaking Tatjana Schoenmaak of South Africa. How are you?
You just have us a slightly excited.
A little bit. It doesn't happen often. Give me this. Yeah.
Listen, we've just won a gold medal in the BMX bicycling thing. I don't know what
brilliant.
It is.
But yes.
Yeah, the BMX. It's a crazy sort of sport-ish type thing.
Indeed. And I think you actually knocked out one of our guys. Okay, unfortunately, some bad news this morning. Who was murdered by the state in Malta?
Now, this is a really big deal from a Maltese perspective. So this lovely little sunshine island in the Mediterranean, and it's all smiles and a lovely welcoming attitude towards tourists and everything else. But there may be something stinky in the Kingdom of Denmark, or in this case, the Kingdom of Malta. They've had a public inquiry into the killing of an investigative journalist called Daphne Caruana Galizia. Essentially, she died in a car bomb attack. We're pushing on towards 4 years ago now. And there's been an investigation. There have been issues. In fact, somebody has already been found guilty of being part of the killing, but there are others thought to be to blame because it's thought that she was absolutely investigating corruption in both big business in Malta and the government. And this public inquiry has concluded that, yes, it was the state that was partly responsible for her death. They don't specifically name names, but we know there's another businessman, for instance, who's been accused of various charges. Tried to scarp her, had boarded a speedboat to get away from Malta and has been arrested. And it's just a question of how far and how deep this goes. From the public inquiry perspective, it goes very deep and very far. And the family of Daphne Caruana Galizia are crying foul about a mafia state in Malta and how it needs to be ripped apart and how she was actually in the process of doing that as a journalist.
That's so interesting. I had no idea. I don't think about that very often. I thought it was kind of idyllic. But the tourist side is never the same as the political. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then fatal floods continue, unfortunately, in Afghanistan. I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, this time Afghanistan and in the eastern part in an area called Kamdesh. And we're not entirely sure how many victims, locals, including actually the Taliban, are claiming about 160 people have been killed, officially 60 so far. But yeah, it could well be another 100 on top of that. In fact, it could get worse as well, because flooding doesn't go just like that, does it? So a disaster zone has been declared. Rescue teams are trying to get to the area, but we're talking about a war-torn country as well.
That's right.
It's not easy to move around. You know, what are your allegiances as you try to save lives? Are you pro-Taliban, anti-Taliban? Is all that going on at the same time? And yet another example of our extreme weather. We've had all the flooding in various other countries and the droughts and the fires and the extreme heat. And there was a very chilling remark yesterday by Professor David King. He's the former UK chief scientist. And these days, I suppose he's allowed to shoot from the hip because he's not in that role anymore. But here's his quote. This might live with you a bit. Greenhouse gas levels are already too high for a manageable future for humanity. So it's not about stopping the increase. It's about reversing it. Otherwise, where do we go? We're running for the hills again, aren't we?
Rather. And it's already showing itself in these extreme weather events. I'm sure it'll get even worse. On a lighter note, X Factor is out. Doesn't get the four. The four votes, the four X's.
Yes, it's sad. The noises, words of that effect. ITV, the TV company, and Simon Cowell, the boss man big, they have called time on the X Factor. Audience numbers were down. Last time it was over 2 years ago that it was last on, but the figures, and because the pandemic got in the way, but figures were down from 18 million viewers to 5 million, although it did sell around the world a little bit. But frankly, a tired format, second-rate judges who kept getting rehired by Simon Cowell, and Do you know what? Some of the acts, yes, this is a show that produced One Direction, Little Mix, JLS, Leona Lewis, Olly Murs. I mean, seriously good pop acts, but also the deluded tone deaf village idiots that some of us will never forget. And the extremely naff, you know, if ever you want a reason for cancelling X Factor, let's remember that Jedward came out of it. So even behind the Botox, Simon Cowell looked fed up last time X Factor was on our screen. So yeah. I guess the plug had to be pulled.
Things also move on, right? I mean, Idols is not at the forefront, and X Factor took that over, and now it seems like it's the XYZ's Got Talent is the one that people go for, and which will, I imagine, find a new iteration as a reality show goes. But 17 years is one hell of a run, and he certainly has made a lot of money. Thanks so much, Adam. We'll catch up with you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And yeah, we'll be auditioning for ourselves at some point. 7:52.